And when I was a girl, those longhorns were just brought out and let loose, and they roamed the range, and some of them were meaner than the devil. And of course, I told you mother was alone a lot of the time because dad was out working, and she used to, my older sister was just 18 months older than I, and she used to take Mabel by the hand and me in her arms and go bring in the cows, the milk cows. And of course, the cattle would be mixed. And one time, she had a very good dog. One time, this old bull, longhorn bull, got after, and there happened to be a tree there. She run, got up in that tree with this us, you know. And if it hadn't been for the dog, I don't know how long she'd have had to stay there. But the dog worried the old bull until he left mother, and then she was able to get out of the tree and bring us home, take us home.
The dog did what to the...
He did what?
The dog...
Worried the old bull, you know, just kept biting at his nose and chasing him around in circles and then running because the dog knew that mother was in the tree and was in danger.
He probably invited that dog to stay in the house.
Oh, boy. I tell you, he was
a hero.
Mother could send him long ways. As long as he could see the cows, he'd go get them and bring them in.
Oh, and sheep?
Well, then, after the cattle. See, the cattle didn't... Well, they had an awful blizzard, and I think it was 18-something. I can't remember the year. And it killed so many of the cattle, and all those English backers from England, you know, that had come over here and bought cattle, well, it put them in kind of a bad spot. So then they decided that sheep would be better. And so some of the outfits against the cattlemen bought the sheep and put them in. Well, sheep, you know, eats grass off right to the grass roots. And their little old sharp hoofs cut the grass. So then there was a war on there. So, oh my. You know, anybody that lived through that has to be pretty doggone sturdy.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about hands? People who worked on these ranches?
The hired hands. Well,
would they be called a cattleman?